and tide. There's a tide in the affairs of men, which, if taken on the floods, leads on to fortune, said Shakespeare. It's all about timing. Make hay while the sun shines, they say. There's no point in repenting later after you've missed the bus. Time and tide wait for none. An Urdu poet says, Uwe band darwaze khul khul ke sab, jahan bhi gaya, main gaya der se. All the doors opened and closed. Wherever I went late. I was in school then. We were supposed to submit one essay every week. Our teacher of English would return it in a week with corrections and comments. He would verbally praise the best essay or the best line. I remember he praised my essay and the line that was there in it. I still remember I had written, "Wisdom is application of intelligence at the right time." I still wonder how this idea came into the mind of a class 8 boy. Much later, I read Ghalib's Aate hain ghaib se ye mazameen khayal mein. Ghalib sarir khama nawaye sarosh hai. Ideas keep floating in the cosmos, but for them to come to your mind, I think you need to keep your receiver on. How does one do that? During the course of life, I realized that one needs to develop a certain level of intensity, in the alertness of the mind. I was very lucky. I must have been well under 10. We were living in Baran Bazaar in those days, then. And there was that unforgettable character, Munnulal Pandey, who we affectionately called Panditji. He would take the kids to the playground for football or hockey in the evenings. In the mornings, he would himself go for a long walk and jog. He asked us to join him, if we could. For that, we needed to get up at 4. Shall I tell you, I'm still able to get up at 4. The credit goes to Panditji. Over the years, I've realized that getting up at 4 brings with it huge benefits that one just can't count or measure. Not for nothing have the wise men said and reminded mankind that early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Somewhere, sometime later, I'd read there's a direct correlation between getting up early and getting up in life. Brahma Muhur, they say, it's the time when Amrit rains. The Muslims believe that Allah distributes the proverbial daily bread. Has anyone collected even a drop of Amrit or seen Allah distributing bread? I think in those early times, the wise men expressed themselves in metaphors because they knew people then didn't know science. in general and chemistry in particular, I think the chemistry teacher should be able to relate the knowledge now of oxygen, ozone, carbon dioxide, and photosynthesis to the symbolic metaphors. But the million-dollar deficit question is, do they get up at four themselves? A few years before retirement, I remember, I'd asked the professor of chemistry when, according to chemistry books, one should get up. Answering me, he said, such things were found in literature books, not in chemistry books. I'm convinced that the benefits of early rising are huge, and I believe that this one little act of getting up early takes care of many bigger things in life. An early riser breathes in more oxygen with ozone, which in turn activates more brain cells, leading to enhanced capability to think and solve problems. It uplifts mind, body, and spirit, one for one, to be better than late risers. It brings discipline and above all a sharp sense of timing so that one catches time by its forelocks.